Yeah, the power is back. Alf, Mr. Alf. So let's start the Darbar. The Nivlak to Ofatar. The following 13 halachas were said about the Nivela of an Ofatar, of a kosher bird. And the kosher bird has a very unique halacha. When a bird dies, the Nivela of that bird is not mitami like the Nivela of a behema. The Nivela of a behema is mitami v'mago v'mago by touching and by carrying. The Nivela of an Ofatar of a kosher bird is not mitami v'maga uvamasa. It's only mitami v'beit habli. If somebody who swallows the Nivela of an Ofatar, even though it's usur ba'achili, you're not allowed to eat it, but if somebody does eat it, then while the oaf is in his throat, it would be mitami the begadim that he is wearing, the clothing that he is wearing at the time he swallows it would become tummy, and so too, any kalim or begadim utensils or clothing that he touches while he is swallowing the nevela of the oftar would become tummy. And the following 13 halachas were said about the nevela of an oftar, tzricha machshava. It requires machshava, it requires intent, meaning to say, that when an oftar dies, we explain that it is not mitame b'mago b'masa like a behemoth, it's only mitame if he swallows it. Now, it would have a din of eichal, it would be makabel tumas eichal, and it would become tummy as a food if he has intention to eat it. And if he does not have intention to eat it, then it would not be considered an eichal because it is usur to eat. But if he has intention to eat it, it would be matame tumas eichal, and it would be a rishon tumah. It wouldn't have the very severe tumah of the nevela of the behema, which is matame b'maga uvamasa. Instead, it would be considered a rishon tumah. It would be matame like eichal is matame. Now, the Mefarshim explained that which the Mishnah said that it requires intent to be makabel tumas eichal, that's only in kfarim, in small towns, where if he does not have intent to eat it, it could be there's nobody in that town who would eat it. But in a large city, where somebody certainly would eat it, so even if he doesn't want to eat it, there would be somebody else in that city that would want to eat it. So therefore, even with that machshava, even if he does not have intention to eat it, it would be makabel tumas eichal. It would be a rishon l'tuma. Ve'ena tricha hechsher. It would not require hechsher, meaning to say that normally food is not makabel tuma until some liquid falls on it. But the nevela of an oftar does not require hechsher to be makabel tumas eichal in order to become a rishon l'tuma like ochlin. And since the nevela of oftar has a more stringent din than normal food, as the nevela of an oftar, if he swallows it, it would be matame begadim that he is wearing at the time he swallows it, as opposed to regular eichlin is only a rishon l'tuma. A rishon l'tuma cannot be matame begadim or kalim. So since it has a very stringent din that when he swallows it, it has a din of an avatuma, does not require hechsher to become a rishon l'tuma during the kabbal tumas eichlin. When matame tumas eichlin bikabe, it would be matame tumas eichlin if it's the size of an egg. If you have an avail of an oftar that's the size of a bea and it touches other eichlin, the other eichlin would become a sheni l'tuma. Who kizayis the beis habliya? A kizayis of the avail of an oftar would be matame the beis habliya. Like we explained, that if you swallow the avail of the oftar while he is swallowing it, the begadim that he is wearing becomes tame, so too, any begadim or kalim that he touches while he is swallowing the nevela of the oftar would become tame, with the exception of kli charis, earthenware kalim. And the Mishnah tells us that it's the size of a kizayis that he swallows the nevela of the oftar, which would be mitame, the begadim that he is wearing. If he swallows less than a kizayis of the nevela of the oftar, then it would not have a din to be mitame, the begadim that he is wearing. And somebody who eats the nevela of an oftar, he would not become tar until after he immerses in the mikvah and he has Harav Shemesh until nightfall. Only at nightfall would he become tar. The Chayav and Aleha Abiyat HaMikdash, somebody who swallows an avail of the oath tar and subsequently enters the base of mikvah before he becomes tar, he would be Chayav Karis. That is the din of somebody that's Tameh and enters the base of mikvah in the state of Tumah is Chayav Karis. The Sarf and Aleha enter Truma, and if the avail of an oath tar touches Truma, we have to burn the Truma. And even though we said that the nevela of the oftar is only matame beis habliya if he swallows it, but even if he doesn't swallow it, although it doesn't have a din of the nevela of a behema, which is matame b'mago b'masa, but it has a din of tumas eichlin, like we explained, it has a din of a rishon l'tuma like other eichlin, and therefore if it touches truma, the truma would become tame, and the truma would have to be burnt. Somebody who eats an Aver and a Chai from an oaf tar, somebody who cuts off an Aver, a limb from an oaf tar while still alive, and eats it, he would get 40 Malkus as his over on the Isser of eating an Aver and a Chai. The Isser of Aver and a Chai applies to an oaf, just like it applies to a behemoth. And even if that limb is less than a Kazayas, he is still Chai of Malkus if he eats the entire limb. Chitaso Melikaso Mitzaharas Etrefaso Dibre Rabbi Meir. Either the Shkita or the Malich of an Oath Tar would be Matari if it were the Treva according to Rabbi Meir. As it is, that an oath is Shachter if it's Chulam, if it's not Kachem, but an oath that is Kachem, that is brought as a korban instead of Shkita, you do Malika. Instead of cutting it with a knife, it would be cut with the fingernail of the Kohen. Now, the din is that if a behemoth or an oath is a Treva, you're not allowed to eat it, but if you do Shachter, although the Shkita is not Matrit, Ba'achila, after the Shechita or the Malika, it would not have the din of a Nevela, which is Metame. It would only have a din of a Trefa, which is not Metame. So Rabbi Meir said the Shechita or the Malika of an Oath Tar, which was a Trefa, would be Metare, so that it would not have a din of a Nevela, which is Metame. Instead, it would only have a din of a Trefa, which is not Metame. Rabbi Huda Aymer Einan Metaharos. Rabbi Huda said the Shechita or the Malika of an Oath Tar, which was a Trefa, would not be Metare, the Oath, that after the Shechita or the Malika of the Oath, it would have the din of a Nevela. And according to Rabbi Huda, even though a behemoth which was a trefa and which was subsequently shachted would not have the din of an avela, but an oaf is different. An oaf which is a trefa, the shechita afterwards would not help. It would be as if it died by itself, and it would have the din of a avela. Rabbi Yosi Omer shechitaso mitaharas avolo malikaso. Rabbi Yosi differentiates between shechita and malika. He held that an oaf Torah which was chulin, which was not kachem, and it was a trefa and was subsequently shachted, it would not have the din of a avela. But an oath which was kachem, which was part of the korban, and it was a trefa, and then subsequently malika was done to the oath, that malika would not be mitarit, and it would have the din of a nevela, according to Rabbi Yosef. Sanataros paragalos mishnah beis hakanafayim ba'anoitza mitamos umitamos below mitstarfos. He had in the previous mishnah that the nevela of an oath tar, a kosher bird that died, the nevela, doesn't have a din of an avela of a behemoth, which is metame b'maga uvamasa. Instead, it only has a din of a rishon latuma, has a din of eichlin, which became tame, which is a rishon latuma, unless you swallow it. If you swallow it, then it would be metame the begadim that you wear at the time you swallow it, plus any other begadim or kelim that you are touching at the time you swallow it. Now, the Mishnah tells us that the wings and the feathers of the avela of an oaf tar are considered a yad latuma. They themselves would not be tame ochlin, they would not have the tumah of food, since they're not roi lachil, they're not fit to be eaten. But since they're attached to the nevela of the oaf tar, they have a din of a yad latumah, a handle for the tumah. So therefore, if a sheriff would touch the wings or the feathers while they're attached to the nevela of the oaf tar, the actual oaf would become tame. And so too, if the oaf is tame, and the wings or the feathers that are attached to the oaf would come into contact with other ochlin, the other ochlin would become tame, since, as we said, the wings and the feathers are yad latumah, they would carry the tumah over to something else if they come into contact with something else, since they're attached to the oaf, even though the wings and the feathers themselves are not roi l'achila. But they would not combine with the oaf to make a be'a. As it did, that oichon which is tame, only if it's the size of a be'a of an egg, would it be metame something else. And if the nevela of the oaf tar itself is less than a be'a, but together with the wings or the feathers, it is a be'a, it would not combine to make a bed to be metame other things. And since the wings and the feathers themselves are not roi lachila, they're not fit to be eaten, they're only a yad latuma, they cannot combine with the actual nevela of the oaf tar to make a bed to be metame other oichlin. Rabbi Shmuel Omer hanoitza mitstarfos. Rabbi Shmuel says the feathers would be mitstarfos, they would combine with the nevela of the oaf to make a bed to be metame other things. If the nevela of the oaf itself is less than a bed, but together with the feathers, it is a bed that would combine to make a ban would be metami other eichlin that it came into contact with. As Rabbi Shmuel holds, the feathers have a din of a shomer to the eichlin. It protects the eichlin. And since it has a din of a shomer, it would combine with the eichlin to make a ban to be metami other things. Hacharton v'hatzif parnayim metamen u'metamen u'metzdarven. The beak and the claw of the nevela of the oaf tar would be metame, would become tame along with the nevela of the oaf tar if a sheriff would touch it. It would become tame together with the nevela of the oaf tar. And so too, if it came into contact with other eichlin, it would be metame other eichlin. And it also would combine with the nevela of the oaf tar to make it bad to be metame other things. And even though the beak itself and the claws itself is not roi l'achila, it is not fit to be eaten. But we're talking about over here, not the beak itself, but the flesh that is underneath the mouth, which is roi l'achila. And when we say that the claws are makabel tumah and are metame other things, also, we're not talking about the actual claws that is jutting out from the oaf. We're talking about the claws that is inside the flesh and that is eaten together with the flesh of the oaf tar. So therefore, since it's eaten together with the flesh of the oaf tar, it would also have the din of the Nebela itself, to become Tame and to be Metame other things, and to combine with the Nebela of Tar to form a veil. But the part of the claw that's sticking out from the flesh and the actual beak would not become Tame together with the Nebela of Tar. Those things are not right. La Achit. Rabbi Yisrael Mer Af Rashi Akpayim Barash Hazanov Mitzdarfin Shekem Manichin Bipitumos. Rabbi Yisrael said, so to the tips of the wings of a bird and the tip of the tail would combine together with the Nevel of Tar, you know, Tame Tumas Ochlin, and even though they're normally cut off and not eaten together with the bird, but by Pitumos, by birds that are fattened before they are shechted and eaten, they are left there and eaten together with the bird. And when the bird is fattened, the tip of the tail and the tip of the wings is considered Rai Lachil and are eaten together with the bird, so therefore, since sometimes they are eaten together with the bird, they are considered Ochlin, therefore would be Matami along with the actual Nevela of Tar according to Rabbi Yosef.